Now, as far as I'm concerned, you have two main goals when it comes to that homepage video. Number one is to make them feel at home. Number two is to get them to take action. So it's important in that homepage video that you really let your personality shine through so that they can feel that this is a great place for them to hang out. And you want to be super clear about what you want them to do so that they take an easy first action to get to know you better. So when it comes to any video on your site, there's a certain structure that you generally want to follow. Of course, this rule can be broken at any time, but it's important to learn the basics first and then move on from there. Because your homepage video can actually be as creative as you want it to be. But let's start simply first. So the basic structure that you want to use in your homepage video, and really any video on your site, has a lot in common with public speaking. First up, you want to start with the hook. You want to grab them so that they want to keep watching. Experiment with your hooks, try out different things, and see what feels right to you and what also keeps them interested. Next up, you want to have a short video bumper that has music and graphics in it, something that includes your name, your business, that feels aligned. You don't want your bumper to be 20 seconds long because you'll lose their attention. Next up, you want to do your intro. So this is where you would say things like, "Hey, I'm Sarah Michelle Brown, your virtual video director," or blah, blah, blah. Now, this is something that will also evolve over time. The more you do it, the more you start to figure out exactly what you should say. Next up is the problem. Here you go in and dive into the main problem that you're going to be dealing with in this video. Dig in and identify it. And guess what? Next up is your delightful solution. So here you give your dream clients their way out of that problem that you've already identified. And next up to help with their learning is the recap. So you'll probably recognize this from the boot camp lessons where I recap what you just learned. Then comes the all-important call to action. So here's where you let your dream client know what action you want them to take. Then comes your delightful outro. So this is where you're going to be saying your goodbyes, and I always say dream up at the end of my main videos, but that happened over time. It came from bringing more of my personality and actually my signature on my emails into my videos. So play around with that outro and see what sticks and see what falls flat. And now that the video is pretty much over, you want to put in things like bloopers or an extra subscribe time or share time. Think of the YouTube videos where once the video is over, you can go ahead and click onto other videos or subscribe to the channel, etc. And next up, you want to put a bumper in again so you have a nice graphics and video bookend to your video. And last but not least, make sure you put your copyright information at the end of all of your videos. So when you're brainstorming your script or your talking points for your homepage video, keep that structure in mind and insert your personality into it. Remember, your homepage is a place where you want people to feel invited. You want them to feel at home, and you want them to feel that you understand what they're dealing with. That homepage video should have the tone of what it's like to work with you. It should give them hope that you can solve their problems. And it should be a delightful welcome mat for them. I was auditioning for this play, and the director said something that really stayed in my mind. He said, "I believe in starting relationships in the way that I want them to move forward." And I thought that was so lovely and extremely applicable to your homepage video. So keep in mind that you are starting a relationship with somebody, and that homepage video should give them a nice start to the working relationship with you. Okay, video star, so that's it for your homepage video training. So let's do a quick recap and go over what you just learned. So you just learned that there are two goals for making your homepage video. And those goals should be that your dream client feels at home and that you give them one call to action to take. You learned about the structure to follow for not only your homepage video, but all your important videos moving forward. And you learned that your homepage video can help set the tone of the type of working relationship you have with your clients moving forward. Okay, video star, that's it. Head on down to the next video. And as always, dream up. Dream up.